WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Your daily dose of calm, control, and courage, served up fresh with a side of relatable real talk. That's me, Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood anxiety whisperer here to help you navigate this wild ride called life. Today we're diving into something super important. Breaking free from those pesky negative thought patterns that can hijack your peace of mind like some unwelcome house guest who never leaves. You know the drill, the inner critic always there, whispering doubts, amplifying fears, making every minor setback feel like a major catastrophe. Ever felt like you're stuck on an endless loop of negativity? Like your brain is playing a broken record of all the things that could go wrong? Well, good news. You don't have to be a prisoner in your own mind. We're going to equip you with some powerful tools to break those chains and reclaim your mental fortress. Buckle up, because this is going to be a game changer. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become the master of your own thoughts. 1. Awareness is your superpower. You wouldn't let someone walk into your house and start rearranging your furniture without saying anything, right? Well, the same goes for your mind. The first step to breaking free from negative thought patterns is becoming aware of them. Notice when those little whispers of negativity creep in. Identify the thoughts, acknowledge their presence, but don't give them a platform or power. Imagine it like spotting a fly buzzing around. You see it, acknowledge it, but don't let it land on your food and ruin your meal. 2. Challenge those negative narratives. Once you're aware of those pesky thoughts, it's time to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Is there another way to look at this situation? You'd be surprised how often those negative voices are just unfounded fears or distorted perspectives. Remember, your brain is a powerful tool, but it can also be easily tricked. 3. Reframe your thinking. This is where the magic happens. Instead of dwelling on the negatives, try to reframe your thoughts in a more positive and constructive light. If you find yourself thinking, "I'm going to fail this presentation," challenge that by saying, "This is an opportunity to learn and grow." Even small shifts in your language can make a big difference in how you feel and approach situations. 4. Practice gratitude. Ever heard the saying, "Count your blessings"? It's not just cheesy advice, it's scientifically proven. Practicing gratitude regularly can actually rewire your brain to focus on the good things in your life. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the small things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. 5. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have bad days, make mistakes, and experience setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up, practice self-compassion. Remember that you're human, and it's okay to not be perfect. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Let me tell you about a time when I got caught in the vicious cycle of negative thinking myself. I was prepping for a big podcast launch, nerves were high, doubts were swirling, and I felt like I was drowning in what-ifs. I started spiraling down that familiar rabbit hole, convinced it was all going to be a disaster. But then, I remembered these 5 key takeaways. I took a deep breath, acknowledged my anxious thoughts, and challenged them one by one. "Dylan," I said to myself, "you put in the work. You know your stuff, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world." Then I shifted my focus to what I was grateful for: the support from listeners, the opportunity to share my message, and the chance to learn and grow along the way. And guess what? The launch went better than I could have imagined. It wasn't just about avoiding failure. It was about embracing the challenge and showing myself that I am capable of overcoming anything. So remember, you are not defined by your thoughts. You are the master of your mind. By practicing awareness, challenging negative narratives, reframing your thinking, cultivating gratitude, and extending self-compassion, you can break free from those thought patterns and live a more peaceful, empowered life. Now go out there and make it happen. Take one small step today to implement these tips. Maybe challenge a negative thought that pops up, or write down 3 things you're grateful for. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of positivity. Until next time, keep calm, stay strong, and never stop striving for your best self.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.